The Pearl Hill fire spread through north-central Washington last week, threatening homes and company housing for farm workers. More than 200 evacuated farm workers spent a night sleeping outside in a city park. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Enrique Perez de la Rosa explains why.
Fire spread quickly through Okanagan and Douglas counties over Labor Day weekend, threatening the town of Bridgeport. Paula Soto, whose family lives in Bridgeport, says many of the residents were not prepared for a wildfire.
These families are of low income. Most of them that were affected, it was their trailers that were burned. Most of them did not have insurance on in their houses. You know, they really have to start from zero again, you know.
Nearly 20 homes burned. Soto has gathered donations and supplies to help families who evacuated to hotel shelters. Among those forced to evacuate were hundreds of farm workers in company housing, mostly foreign guest workers, but also some migrant farm worker families. According to community members in Bridgeport, nearby Brewster, and farm workers who spoke on the condition of anonymity, orchard supervisors told workers they needed to evacuate with little to no warning. Workers said they were told to grab their documents and quickly board company buses. Then they were taken to a city park in Brewster. A few slept in their own cars, but most slept in company buses and outside in the park. Without blankets, those who couldn't stand the cold outside slept in a public restroom. Brewster resident Sandra Zamudio and other community members launched into action. Her friend brought supplies for the farm workers that night.
She was showing me actual video of her showing up in her car with blankets and them just swarming around her. You know, because they were so cold and they were going like, oiga, no tiene otra? For the people who didn't get a blanket, they brought them back arroz con leche or to have some warm beans, you know, something. My mom was like, para que tengan algo, you know, caliente en su panza siquiera.
But the principal question on volunteers' minds was, where can we house all these people? Most of the farm workers were moved to alternative company-provided housing the next day, but 91 workers, employees of Highland Orchards, were not. Instead, they stayed at a shelter at Brewster High School. Betsy Robertson is a spokesperson for the Regional American Red Cross. She said initially the Red Cross tried to secure shelter in hotels in Wenatchee and Omak. That's because congregate shelters are a measure of last resort due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But fires prevented access to these shelters.
We learned later that because this particular group of individuals works together, lives together already, eats all of their meals together, they could function essentially as a 91-person family.
A shelter was opened at the local high school the next evening at 11, with precautions like masks, daily temperature checks, and social distancing during meals. But 91 farm workers living and sleeping in a group still exceeds the state-mandated limit of 15 workers per cohort in company housing. It's not clear why the Highland Orchards workers stayed 4 nights at the shelter. The company declined to comment for this story. So, what went wrong in the first place? John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says a simple explanation may be that there aren't many alternatives to company housing like hotels or short-term rentals in rural Washington. Wildfires and the pandemic led to an even shorter supply of housing.
Having contingency plans for the unavailability of housing for COVID reasons was already something a lot of growers were thinking about. The overlay of the two happening at the same time made things just that much more complicated this year.
But some of the farm workers who slept in the Brewster Park won't wait around for things to get better. At least 10 say they're going home, leaving the U.S. before the apple harvest is done. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa reporting.